Hi guys, welcome to episode number 41 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. How are you guys today? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. You can send us your questions to info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. Okay, you know you can always hang out with us inside the Facebook group Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. We also have a tons of resources for you to help you build a successful fashion business. Visit our Etsy store at Gitana Styling. And now we actually have a monthly subscription called the Planner Club, where you get one planner a month and a ton of goodies, which I'll leave links below. Guys, I'm so excited that you guys are here with me today. I have an amazing guest. Okay, like I said, this is episode 41, and I want to introduce her to you. Her name is Petra Vanderwolf, and Petra is a brand photography teacher and confidence coach. She helps business owners elevate their business and make more sales by teaching them how to stand out and truly connect with their dream clients with amazing photos that they just take with their phones. Okay, she has 14 plus years experience as a wedding product and brand photographer, plus she's 12 plus years and a marketing expert. So thank you, Petra. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here. So thank you for the invitation. I'm really, really pleased.
Oh, awesome. I wanted to talk to you for a while. I've been watching you and consuming your content. And I'm like, our people, our audience really needs to connect with you because you have such amazing knowledge and wisdom in this area. And I really wanted to bring you in and start the conversation. So I know I gave a little intro, but you know, Petra, tell them more about you and your background, what you're working on.
Yeah. So, well, as you said, I nowadays work as a brand photography teacher and a confidence coach. And actually that came about because I've been working as a pro photographer for many years. And I worked a lot with entrepreneurs who had to have photos for their websites and their social media. And so I started teaching them live, in real life, on how to make beautiful photos themselves with their phones. So, and actually at one point I thought if they like that, I think there are many, many more entrepreneurs who would like to know how to take beautiful pictures with their phones. And so I decided to create online courses. And so now I started doing online courses last year, and I've done several runs of my 3 months coaching course, and that is absolutely my favorite. I really love diving into the mindset work with my clients and diving into the marketing, because knowing how to take beautiful photos is really good, but a photo for your business is not just a beautiful picture. It's so much more. You need to know how to make beautiful pictures of yourself, so your character comes across and you truly connect with your people. And that's not as easy as it sounds, because a lot of us have difficulties with being on camera. We feel shy, we feel small, and so there's some mindset work to do there. And also
That's something I wanted, and sorry to interrupt you, but there's something I wanted to point out, because you always talk about that, the mindset work behind, you know, showing up on social media. And, you know, people don't talk about that. Everybody knows it's hard to show up on video, on camera and everything, but you really point it out and you talk about it. And I love it, because you're like, you have to do the mindset work to be on social media. So tell us more about that, because I find that super interesting.
Well, the funny thing is our brain works a bit strange, because we see ourselves in photos and the first thing we see are our flaws. So, for instance, I have gained a lot of weight over the past few years. And when I say a lot, it's a lot. So actually, I went through that myself in the past few years, where before I felt quite confident, but now much less. And so that blocks you for going online, because you see yourself and you see, you know, your double chin, or if you have a big nose, you see your big nose. And the funny thing is, we all see our flaws. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, if you want to buy a course from someone, you are not looking at that person and thinking, oh boy, I'm not going to buy that course because she needs to lose weight first. I mean, that it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So we
should your mind. It's not.
Yeah, it's only in our minds that is happening.
Yeah.
And it's logic, because first of all, we see, when you look in the mirror, you see another image than the camera is showing. So already there's that discrepancy between the two, and therefore you feel a bit uncomfortable when you see yourself on camera. But there are loads of things that you can do. I think for a lot of us, there's real mindset work to do. It's not just about, oh, I need to lose a few pounds, but we judge ourselves very harshly. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of self-kindness. You need to be kind to yourself, and work on self-love, and that's what we work on in my course.
Totally. I remember, and I talk about this a lot when it comes to video, because in the beginning it was really hard for me to show up and do video, because my background, I went to school for TV production and I work on set for many years. I still do from time to time. And it was very, you know, you're on set and you're working with at least 50 people, you know, so many different camera people, lighting, you know, all kinds of things. And for me to turn on the camera at home by myself and do it was like, wow, the lighting is awful. The, you know, the makeup is not right. All this stuff, you know. And what that did was I couldn't show up live for a long time. And I'm like, Sandra, you can't expect, you know, if you are an individual, an entrepreneur doing your business, you can't have 50 people working for you. Like, you know, this big brand is paying hundreds of thousands to have all these people. I mean, you can't, you know. And it's not important, like you mentioned, because when someone is connecting with you, they don't care. Of course, there's some aesthetics and some things that you have to take care of and you have to show up professionally, but you can't expect that perfection that comes, especially when us that we are, you know, in the fashion world, in the media world, where everything is so perfect. We have to really deconstruct all that stuff and do that mindset work that you talk about, for sure.
Because perfectionism actually can completely block you from going online. I mean, if you, and I think that's happening a lot for showing up on Instagram, for instance, mm-hmm. Or in your videos, but there are so many people who want to have the perfect picture, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And I think there are several things that you need to think about. There are several pictures that need to be really good. You have your headshots, for instance, so your presentation pictures, mm-hmm. those really need to be good. And your product photos really need to be good, because they have to look professional. But your behind the scenes photos, for instance, or just showing up like this on video, who cares if you're not looking 100% perfect, or there's a little bit of look, my light now isn't perfect as well. I had to do with it. And
totally. No, I understand and I agree. Now, when it comes to, you know, those tips that you have, because you have so much knowledge in this area, and in our case with our audience, we have a lot of beauty entrepreneurs and fashion entrepreneurs who have their own products, whether that's makeup or you know, shoes or whatever kind of clothing they sell, and they really, you know, they don't show up again online. First, personally, they don't show up their face because they feel like if they don't have have the perfect hair and makeup, they cannot do it. And then they don't want to showcase their merchandise because, again, they have the really professional pictures, and then they put out a picture that doesn't really, you know, tell people, show people the real quality of the item, and they feel they're doing a disservice to their brand. So what are your practical tips when it comes to, you know, one, you know, in person, or perhaps showing merchandise or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting point that you talk about, because a lot of people feel like a sort of social media shame or website shame. Mm-hmm. Because they know their photos aren't professional enough, and therefore they have a hard time sharing their social media.
Yeah.
It is important to have good photos of your products, but you can create them yourself. You don't have to hire a professional photographer for every time you need to shoot your products. What you need to think about is get the lighting right. And that can be rather easy if you have a big window where good light is falling in. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's all you need. If you have a good big window with light falling in, that is very, very useful. You also need to make sure that you have a decluttered background so that you don't have things in your picture that shouldn't be there. Everything needs to lead to your product, or does need to have a function in the photo. So if you are, for instance, photographing, I don't know, your hats, you are a hat maker and you need to photograph hats, make sure that you have something beautiful to show it on. So maybe a mannequin, or maybe, I don't know how you want to show it, maybe even just on your bed or on a table with beautiful accessories around. Mm-hmm. But make sure that there isn't in the corner of your picture something weird going on, because that's not professional. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure that everything is decluttered and there are only the objects in the picture that have a function.
Okay.
Awesome. Those are really important things. Use the window light. So if you don't have a good window, mm-hmm. or you have studio lights, then make sure that you get several studio lights. So not just one, but maybe two, so you can set up from different sides, mm-hmm. and then you can cancel out shadows and your lighting becomes better. Mm-hmm. If you have small products like bijou, jewelry, mm-hmm. then you can get those portable studio boxes, which are really good as well. But they are a bit impersonal, I think. I personally like it better when you have a beautiful table with a stand and dress it up. I'm not a big fan of the...
I agree. Yeah, the lifestyle picture attracts and connects more, which is actually my next question that I had, because you talk a lot about creating pictures that really connect, you know, with your dream, connect with your dream client. That's something that you talk a lot about. So tell us more about that and your philosophy behind that.
Well, the thing is, you can have a perfect picture, mm-hmm. but if it doesn't connect, if it doesn't touch up on the emotion of your dream client, then actually it's just a perfect picture and there's nothing more happening. So you need to have a good think about who are your dream clients. You that's really important work. You need to do the marketing work, so know who your dream clients are, but also you need to realize that your products aren't they aren't buying your product, they are buying the solution to their problem or to their need or desire. And for instance, I have an example of one of my clients who is selling a prayer square, so the squares that they use for prayers. Uh-huh. And she's selling that to people who want to offer love and support to a loved one in need. So someone is sick, for instance, and that person is buying a prayer square to offer to the sick person.
Okay.
Now, when she photographed her product, she just photographed them on a table without anything else. Mm-hmm. And it didn't sell that well. So she came to me on how to make beautiful pictures of her for her products. Mm-hmm. And when we did the dream client work, that was really an aha moment, because I was asking her, why do you just photograph them on a table like that? Why don't you use a Bible, for instance, or a beautiful cross or something to dress it up? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I don't want to put religion in my photos because I'm afraid to offend people. Mm-hmm. But her dream clients are, per definition, religious people. Yeah. So that's something that she didn't feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But in the end, that is the connecting part. And so now she makes photos with beautiful Bibles, colorful Bibles, and crosses. And that's where the connection is really important to the emotion of the dream client. Yeah. Her dream clients want to offer love, support, and inspiration, hope. So what she does now is that not only she puts Bibles in there, but also beautiful poetry and texts, inspirational texts. Mm-hmm. And now when you see the photo, you immediately get that feeling of inspiration, hope, etc. So her sales went up when she started using those pictures. And that's simply because it connects to the desire of her dream clients.
Totally. And that's, I think that's an advantage that we as a small, you know, entrepreneurs, small businesses, we have that, because big corporations, you know, they do the catalogs and they do these pictures, like you mentioned, like with a white background, right? And yeah, there could be a perfect picture. Maybe that's something for the website, you know, for to see clearly all the details. But on the everyday kind of thing, especially on social media, we need to connect, and we have so much, right? And all of us, we have, those are the things that really, really, really matter, and tell the story, right? You tell so much more with all these elements around that product.
I think for fashion entrepreneurs, if you sell, a shawl or I don't know what kind of products, dresses.
Dresses. A lot of people sell shoes, handbags in the community.
Handbags, for instance, that's a perfect example that you need to showcase it. I do think that on your website, on your social media and your website, mm-hmm. it is good to have at least one or two photos where you actually show the product clearly, to not have disappointment on color, for instance. And uh-huh. because outside and with a lot of accessories around it, the color may seem a bit different. Mm-hmm. So in certain cases, it is important to have the more catalog photos.
Yeah.
But the attractive photos that you want to use on social media, definitely set that up as a scene. So with a beautiful coat or a shawl, the hat, everything that makes the picture like as if you can just step into it and wear it yourself.
Yeah. I agree 100%. That's why brand identity is so important. It's not only colors and styles and stuff. It's just telling the story, identifying with the client, you know, because that's really what makes the connection and the loyalty towards the brand, for sure. Okay, and Petra, you talk a lot about batch planning and, you know, how we should focus on that to work with ease and flow. Tell people about that, your philosophy behind that, and if you have any other tips to make our lives easier when it comes to this stuff.
I think that especially if you have several products, batch planning is a real game changer, because when you plan your photo shoots well, they go much, much quicker. But also, I think everybody must have run into this when you try to take a picture of something. Oh, you don't have that. Oh, you don't have that accessory. Oh, it would have been good with this. Or, and so the planning up front is really, really important. Mm-hmm. And I have several templates for that. So with my clients, I work first with a checklist of all the photos that you might need for your social media for the upcoming month. So okay. if you do your content planning, for instance, mm-hmm. I would definitely, if you do not plan your content for the month, definitely one of the first things to do is to plan your content, so that way you know exactly what is coming, and it saves you so much time when you take one day to plan it completely, to schedule it, etc. And so then you take your content plan and you make a listing of all the photos that you need. Mm-hmm. Maybe you already have some photos that you can use, but make a list of all the photos that you need to make. Take. It's funny because it's a translation from my mother tongue, and so I always talk about making photos, and people always laugh. It is a creative process, so making photos is just fine.
Yeah.
But and then when you have created your list of photos, mm-hmm. you drag it into a next template mm-hmm. of the photo shoots. So you really have to think about how can you combine your photos in one photo shoot. And so therefore you can quickly take several photos. And that saves so much time. It's really a matter of planning.
Totally. I always say a little planning goes a long way. A lot of the stuff we do here in the Fashion Entrepreneur Club is about planning, because really, and especially when you talk about, because pictures, I think, you know, and especially for people in the fashion industry, you know, they think about, oh, I have to do a photo shoot. This involves a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money. You know, they have to hire someone and all of that. And if they learn your ways, they can actually do it themselves. And if they do a little bit of planning, they can really have content for the whole year, professional content, content that will connect with people. And that it would make a difference in their sales and in their business.
Right. Yes, absolutely. I think that I would start with doing at least one brand shoot or photo shoot per month, because that way, in the beginning, you need to start building up your content. You mm-hmm. need to build up your photos. Mm-hmm. So you start with one a month, mm-hmm. and then in a couple of months' time, you have already made so many pictures that you can go to once every 2 months, and then once every 3 months. I do think it's important to do at least one brand shoot every 3 months, because then you can go with the seasons mm-hmm. and you always have right the correct pictures for the season. And so I think that is really important to do. One tip that I have is try to find a biz bestie, or maybe just a friend, but someone who likes to have regular photos as well. And then you do it together. You do the brand shoot together. And the advantage is that it's much more relaxed, because it shows in your photos. You can have a good laugh, and it really helps. And then you take pictures of each other. And because you can absolutely do it yourself. I do a lot of my own brand shoots myself in cafes, etc. I just set up. I go to the cafe owner and I ask permission, and I tag them on Instagram, and you have a beautiful picture of yourself working in a beautiful cafe. So you can do it yourself completely, but doing it with someone else is it's easier and it's more fun. So
awesome. No, I that's an amazing idea. Guys, pay attention, write it down. And actually, I wanted to share with you guys two things. Number one, Petra shares amazing tips, you know, regarding all of this inside her Facebook group, which she's going to tell you right now all about. And she also has a challenge coming up where you can go through this process with her if you're scared of just, you know, getting started and knowing what to do. She has tools for you, and I'm going to let her explain it all to you right now.
Yeah, thanks. So yes, I have several free guides that you can use already simply for phone photography, because we talk a lot about mindset planning, etc. But the basics is still that you need to be able to make a good photo. So I have a free guide for that to improve your settings already. I have a free confidence booster that people can download from my Facebook group, which is called Visible with Confidence, but we will put it the link at the notes.
Sure. Yeah, we'll leave the links below. No problem.
Okay. And And apart from that, in my group, I have tutorials, and if people have questions, they can just put their photo up, ask questions, and I'm there to help them. I'm doing a challenge from the 13th till the 15th of December, which is basically like a mini course. In the morning, we will be doing lives, and I will give a workshop on the first day on mindset. So, on the basics of home photography and mindset. So we will be working on building your confidence so you can shine in 2023 for your business. And then the second day we will be working on connection. So that's the dream client bit. We will be doing that on the second day. And the third day we will be working on the batch planning. So if you want to know more about that, then join the challenge.
Lovely, lovely. Well, is there anything else we should share with people? I think we've shared about the challenge, about the group. She invites also amazing people to her group to share some amazing tips with you guys. So it's a really fun place to be. It's really helpful. And it would, you know, encourage you to do this, because I know it's a lot of work and a lot of planning and a lot of everything. But if we are in a community where we help each other out and we're there to, you know, you have a question, you can ask Petra. There's other people in the group doing the same thing, you know, it encourages you and makes you keep going. I tell people, everyone right now, like, do what you have to do to make sure that next year is awesome. Be in the right community, have the right people, because we can't do it all alone. We need this support, and it's available there for you. So thank you so much, Petra, for being here. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. Guys, make sure to join the challenge, to join the group, to join the classes, whatever you need to do to take your brand out there and change and revolutionize your business this 2023. Thank you, Petra, for being here. And you guys, if you have any questions, please connect with her. We'll make sure to leave all the links below for you so you guys can connect. And yeah, we will see you guys in the next episode. Okay, thank you, Petra.
Thank you very much, Sandra. It was a pleasure. Thanks.